This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. King Charles III has joined the Queen and other members of the royal family for an Easter service at Windsor Castle. It's his most significant public outing since he was diagnosed with cancer last month. Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The monarch offered a cheery wave to spectators as he walked into St George's Chapel. A member of the public could be heard shouting "Happy Easter," with Charles responding "And to you." The 75-year-old monarch's appearance is seen as an effort to reassure the public after Charles stepped back from public duties in early February. That was following an announcement by Buckingham Palace that he was undergoing treatment for cancer. The service itself was smaller than usual, as Kate, the Princess of Wales, is also being treated for cancer and has paused her public duties. The Princess, her husband Prince William, and their children did not attend. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Truce talks between Israel and Hamas will resume on Sunday in Cairo, an Egyptian news TV outlet reported on Saturday, citing a security source. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
It's the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a six-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the proposed release of 40 of the 130 hostages still held by the Palestinian militant group in Gaza. Hamas has sought to parlay any deal into an end to the fighting and a withdrawal of Israeli forces. Israel has ruled this out, saying it would eventually resume efforts to dismantle the governance and military capabilities of Hamas. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. At the collapsed bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, focus shifts to the weighty job of removing the massive structure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Crews work around the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, some above ground, others in the water, including tugboats, barges, and a floating crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons. Still, metal pieces that are too big to be hauled away must be cut down. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was by the site Saturday.
This will eventually allow us to open up a temporary restricted channel that will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
Meanwhile, when it's safe, divers will be back in the water for recovery of workers who lost their lives when the cargo ship, which said it lost steering, hit the bridge Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
Somalia's federal parliament voted Saturday to approve the country's federal constitution after years of controversy and delays. Despite parliamentary approval, the constitution still requires a public referendum to complete Somalia's transition to a permanent constitutional democracy. Analysts say the vote marks a crucial milestone, but challenges remain in unifying the nation around a new constitutional order. VOA reach Abdi Ismail Samatar, a professor at the University of Minnesota and senator in the Somali parliament, for more.
The Speaker of the lower house of parliament, who is managing this, appears to be absolutely committed to make sure that the president's desires are reflected in the constitution. This has been the case, I think, about 4 or 5 weeks ago. They introduced the procedure that parliament was going to follow that was supposed to be discussed. I was there in the room and a fistfight started because without distributing the rules that were going to govern the process, the Speaker of the lower house decided to claim that it has been approved.
Abdi Ismail Samatar, a senator in the Somali parliament. Turks voted on Sunday in municipal elections with all eyes on Istanbul, the national jewel that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has aimed to pry away from the opposition. The last polling stations closed at 1400 GMT in the west of the country, and the first estimates were expected to be released late on Sunday. The election took place against the backdrop of raging inflation and massive devaluation, with the uncertainty weighing down on many voters, AFP correspondents reported. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.